Okay, could you introduce yourself, please?
You bet. My name is Greg Hamilton. I'm a Spanish teacher at Mountain Crest High School. It's Mountain Crest High School, so I'm in Hiram, Utah, and we have about 1,600 students. I teach Spanish mainly, but I also teach a class called Light and Sound, and we do things with light and sound and microphones and music and lights and all sorts of things all over the school. But Spanish is mainly what I teach, and I teach the second year Spanish and third and sometimes fourth year Spanish as well. Mountain Crest is a really wonderful school, although if you ask your teacher who's behind the camera right now, she would probably say it looks like a maze because it's really easy to get lost in. She'll tell you about that later. But the students are probably the best reason that I love coming to school each day. The students are a lot of fun. They're respectful and they're smart, and I wish they studied better, but that's okay. But they're wonderful to come to, and I love to come each day and have fun with them and learn new things while they're learning new things as well. We have lots of different languages. We have German and French and Chinese, as well as the times we have other languages like Russian we've even had when we can do it over the internet sometimes. We have all the same kind of things that other schools have with math and history and science, but we also have a lot of the sports as well. We have lacrosse and soccer, football for you, and American football, baseball, softball, cross country, track, volleyball, wrestling, and things I'm sure that I'm forgetting. And we have students that play in the band and marching band and symphonies and orchestras. We have plays and musicals and lots of dramatic things. We have students that are good at debating, and we have students that do all sorts of things in scholarships. I can't think of the word, but to gain scholarships as well as Sterling Scholars, and do a lot of things on academics that win many, many awards. How's that for 2 minutes of telling you about Mount Crest?
So I understand that you really love your school.
I do.
But if you could change something here, what would you change?
That it's not 20 minutes from my house, so it's easier to get to. I don't know that there's maybe some places we spend money more than other places, and there's more money going to academics maybe would be one thing, but that's hard to say. I don't know that there is a lot that I would change. I think our administration, our principals are great people, and they do a wonderful job, and they're very supportive, and the students are wonderful. You know, I feel safe in the hallways, and I feel safe in class, and just the students are respectful. We have wonderful support staff, and I love all of them, and I really don't know, but I guess if I were to say the same thing that the teachers would say anywhere you go, that it would be great for more people to take opportunities to better themselves and study more, and for parents to be more involved in their kids' education and helpful that way. But I'm sure that's the same in any school that you go to, probably in Russia too.
Yeah, you may be right. And Greg, I've noticed that in your school, kids do not wear a uniform. What do you feel about it?
I'm okay either way. I wouldn't mind if they went to a uniform, but probably one of the main reasons they wouldn't go is because I don't think the teachers, you probably wouldn't get the teachers to wear a uniform because too many teachers just like wearing what they like to wear. And I think students like that too. They just like to wear, and today this isn't what I normally wear. and your teacher can tell you that I usually wear a tie and a shirt and something nicer, but today was if you would have caught me about 2 hours earlier, I would have been bald with big elf ears on, so because I was dressed up for Halloween. So it depends on the day. I wouldn't mind uniforms, but I don't see it ever happening because I don't think enough students would be happy with it, and parents would definitely not be happy with it if their kids weren't. So, but I went to Bolivia for 2 years and on a religious mission, and they all wore uniforms there, always white, and I thought it looked nice, but I'm okay with not wearing uniforms.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you very much for your interview. I should say that I really enjoyed staying at your school. It's a really great school. Thank you.
Thank you.